folks. Things are already getting spicy in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Nick Sortor had to flee the city yesterday. He wrote this around midnight last night. For the first time ever, I've had to be evacuated out of an American city. Two security guards weren't nearly enough to fend off the mob. Minneapolis PD hung up on me, forcing us to run away while being chased by car. Minneapolis is officially under mob rule. I'm so beyond frustrated. We absolutely cannot let these terrorists win. He's absolutely right. Of course, he's back today to capture some of the conflict that's going on. Apparently, Border Patrol Commander Bovino, who is very famous and sort of gone viral multiple times this year, as he's a very unapologetic enforcer of the law, he apparently has been assaulted by leftists. We just got this video in. Nick Sortor just posted it. Let's watch. So this just went down in Minneapolis.
Out of the way.
Let's go ahead and keep the audio down since we don't know. So is that Bovino himself right there? So apparently protesters getting in the way, coming to push him. And it sort of breaks out into an all-out scuffle here. As they, you know, they're Luke Skywalker and he's Darth Vader, okay? They're being heroes. You know, they're standing up against the big bad Empire. Just like their hero Rey, okay? Their hero Rey from the new Star Wars movies. This is what she would be doing, okay? These are stormtroopers after all. All right? Guys in the army uniforms are the bad guys. Unless, of course, they're arresting you for opening your business during COVID. Then they're the good guys and you have to submit to him. But now they're the bad guys. They're like the stormtroopers and the fat lesbians are Rey from Star Wars, okay? This is just like that scene from Star Wars. You guys remember that? You guys remember that? Remember when they were on the casino planet? That's just what this is like. See, and this is a serious situation. Why am I joking about it? Because that's how these people see the world. It's literally what they think they're doing. That's how they perceive this. I'm trying to explain to you that we're dealing with children, with big baby children that shouldn't be allowed to do things that are bad for them, even if they really want to. Okay? These people, unfortunately, somebody has told them that they're smart, that they know what's going on. Somebody has pumped them up to believe that they're anything other than what they are, which is just sort of mindless zombie apparatchiks of a global control grid that they couldn't possibly conceive of. I don't know. They have no idea this is going on. So Bovino is being assaulted. You know what they treat it like? You know what leftists treat protesting like is like a haunted house. It's like they want to go and they want to be scared, but they think that it's like a rule, like, okay, the guy with the chainsaw can't really attack you, right? They go there to be scared, to act like they're confronting something scary, to act like they're doing something powerful. But they only do it because they firmly believe that the rules say that you're not allowed to touch them. That the rules say you have to let them abuse you, okay? The rules of the haunted house are, yeah, they can yell at you and they can spook you. They can't dare lay a hand on you. And so it's okay. And so you go in and you act, you feel scared and it's really exciting. And in this case, you get to post on Instagram and you act like you're the French resistance standing up against the big bad Nazis, knowing the whole time that there is pretty much a rule that they can't really touch you until they go one step too far, until they, you know, believe the lie and think, wait, we really are the good guys. We really can get away with this. We really are winning. And then they actually put their hand on an ICE agent and then they're taken to the ground and hauled away in cuffs. So that's reality hitting the fantasy, because we're dealing with a bunch of adult children who spend all day, every day fantasizing about a lesbian witch coven in space, passing on their magic through gene editing, and then they have to hit the real world and they're just completely out to sea. It's very sad. It's very sad. It's a sad thing happening to them, the idiots.
cook what's right. Simple traditions, pure delight. Optimal human beef tallow treats meals just right. Cook strong at high heat with a taste so bright. So get yourself to the Alex Jones store. Support the crew and the InfoWars.
Wake up, folks! Spread this message! The globalist machine is tightening the chains, and they're after your freedoms.
The Podesta plan is in operation.
Don't worry, it's safe and effective.
Don't you just love my GMO potatoes?
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is unfolding before our very eyes. We must question everything.
Into the War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com.
Welcome back, folks. This is the War Room. Lots of things breaking right now. Lots of things happening around the world. Sticking with Minnesota, Minneapolis for the time being. Let's go to this Frontline's TPUSA video. Federal agents rush into anti-ICE crowd, arrest a man who threw a bottle at them. Agents were able to apprehend the suspect. This may be a different view of the video we saw earlier, but yeah, there are big crowds gathering at this ICE facility in Minneapolis. Even though the crowds are small now, they are starting to throw things at the ICE agents because, don't you know, they're the good guys. And this is exactly what Harry Potter would do. Let's watch. So there you see him starting to throw stuff, and the ICE agents decide not to let them do that anymore. And everybody flees. Yeah, so there's a different angle of the same one we just saw, I believe. Yeah, and this is all people running away. And here come the guy, and there's the guy in the orange jacket thinking, oh, crap. Oh, whoopsie. And he goes down. He goes down. There's some big boys out protesting these days. I don't know where they get these... corn-fed Midwest fellas, but there's something wrong with their brain. Let's go to clip number 11 here. Some freaking huge dude tried to swing on Border Patrol and got quickly railroaded by agents. And this is a big fella. There's a Goliath running around downtown Minneapolis. Let's go to clip 11. There you see the couple of the gremlins were wobbling away. And then this guy takes like five people to take him down. But he's not getting up anytime soon. Again, what do you think you're doing? Like, and even this. It's like, do you know of any idea how nice these people are being? How entitled do you have to be to think that you should be allowed to like run up to a literal battalion of soldiers and just like punch one of them in the face, and you think you're gonna get away with it? It's honestly ridiculous. That's so crazy that these chihuahuas go growling and barking into a gathering of pit bulls, and then you know expect to get away with it, and they do to the most part. Like that's really kind of the saddest thing. If you're one of these people getting arrested, you have failed a Darwinian checkpoint. If you, as this giant galoot of a man, has the impulse and then follows that impulse to wade into a battalion of soldiers and try to fight them, like you're actually a danger to yourself and others. You have failed an evolutionary prerequisite. And your continuing existence is anathema to the course of nature, unfortunately. It's just the temerity of these people. And again, it's like they just know that they're protected by the laws of the United States. Yeah, this is a reenactment here. Yeah, this is, at Trump is fascist at bluesky.com, going toe-to-toe with Greg Bovino of the ICE facility. Haha, Greg, you fool. Love will protect Harry Potter, don't you know that? By the way, Harry Potter is a right-wing Christian story. I want to let you know right now, Harry Potter is exists in a universe in which Jesus Christ is real, the Son of God, and the entire story is actually modeled after the life of Jesus. So if you like Harry Potter, if you're not a Christian, you're a hypocrite. Is this the one we're looking at here? Olaya Scootercaster, Scootercaster New York. This is live right now. This is live right now, monitoring the Minnesota-Minneapolis standoff here. Already, you know, if this was me, I'd be saying, yeah, this is way too chaotic, guys. Where are the barriers? Where are the, you know, cordons? You know, where's the hard line perimeter? Okay, do not go past here. You stay over there. We'll stay over here. I mean, where is the control? Looks like you just have squads of ICE agents sort of stumbling and bumbling around while the protesters mill about yelling and sometimes throwing things at them. Can we get some control on this situation? I guess this is just the path it takes. This is just always the cycle that we have to allow to happen. You put out the grossly inadequate law enforcement presence, you allow the protesters to get more and more confident to the point that they're actually attacking the police, and then you need to crack down on the protesters by assaulting or tear gassing them. It's just like, is there not another way we could do this? Seems like could be. Yeah, where's the Insurrection Act? Are we just going to allow this to grow and grow and grow until it's that much more difficult to get a handle on? We're going to watch the flames grow until it's a burning inferno, or can we snuff it out while it's still in this infancy and the flickering flames? Let's go to this other video. Protester arrested. ICE agents released pepper balls at the crowd outside the Whipple Federal Building in Minnesota where all this is taking place. Let's watch that. It's the same area, maybe a little bit later before, but there you can hear the popping of the... They essentially use paint... I mean, they literally use paintball guns. And then you see them rush out again. It's maybe that same event. So it looks like there's at least three different reporters on the scene there all capturing that event at the same time. Yeah, things are getting tense there. Looks like we have one more, but it's that same video. So one major arrest of this... guy, but a couple of big fat guys being arrested today is the latest we have in Minnesota. But the crowds do seem like they're gathering. There's the live footage, live video there in the bottom right hand corner. Guys, we can just keep that live as we continue to monitor this. I'm gonna go and open up the phone lines for your calls for the last hour here. We still have a lot, like, I have a lot of news to talk about, but obviously, this is where all of the attention and energy is. Is this live, guys? Not this one. This was a little bit earlier as well. So, multiple arrests having been made. We'll try to touch on some other topics, but we're going to keep an eye open to what's going on there in Minnesota and Minneapolis, as it is the epicenter of the world right now. This is the live one here, the live view of the standoff. So we'll take your calls. The number to dial, 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Of course, some other news surrounding this, it was revealed that the person who shot the DHS ICE agent who fired on the woman yesterday after being hit by the car was, in fact, the very same Border Patrol agent who was dragged something like 300 feet or 100 yards by another illegal immigrant that he was trying to arrest. That's been confirmed by Kristi Noem. We can go to clip number two here. This is DHS Secretary Kristi Noem. Again, good answer, good response, doubling down and basically telling Tim Walz, cut it the hell out or things are only going to get worse for you. Let's watch.
when it comes to enforcing federal law. You know, we've got thousands of officers there, and I'm not opposed to sending more if necessary to keep people safe. Back up here.
So she says she's going to pour even more agents into it. We can go to clip 13 here. This is the same agent a few months ago being dragged over 300 feet while arresting Robert Carlos Munoz. Let's watch.
According to a federal complaint, agents were executing a warrant for 39-year-old Roberto Carlos Munoz. They say Munoz entered the country unlawfully, and he also pled guilty to fourth-degree criminal sexual conduct back in 2023 for abusing a minor. Tuesday morning, agents pulled him over. Court documents say he repeatedly refused to comply before a federal agent took out his spring-loaded window punch with his right hand and broke the driver's side rear window. These images show the officer's hand in the vehicle. In this video, you can see the driver take off with the agent hanging from the car, dragging him 300 feet through front yards. These graphic images show the aftermath. A bloody agent who needed 33 stitches for his significant cuts. And now a political battle with a top Homeland Security official criticizing Governor Tim Walz, posting on X, instead of comparing ICE law enforcement to the Gestapo, Walz should be thanking our brave law enforcement. The Department of Justice says a request for Munoz to be held after that 2022 arrest was, quote, not honored by local authorities, and Munoz was released.
So here this guy that's already had a car used as a weapon against him. He had to get 33 stitches. You saw the video there, covered in blood in the hospital room. And again, he doesn't know who this woman is. He doesn't know, you know, what her intentions are. She turns the car towards him and floors it. And honestly, looking at the footage again and again, we can go to clip 10 here, the slow-mo clip. We can roll that in the background. Honestly, I think it was the icy conditions that saved this guy's life, because you can see it's a front-wheel drive car, and you can see the wheel spin there. If that had traction from the jump, that car would have leapt forward. But I think maybe because it's so snowy and icy there, you can actually see the front tires lose traction, because she obviously slams the accelerator, and there you can see it spins for a second before it grips traction. So, I mean, if it was less icy, or if she had not slammed the accelerator quite so hard, it is likely this guy would have been taken down by a car. And I didn't pull in any of the videos, but people have been posting videos of other officers who have been killed in situations exactly like this. Not that any thinking, intelligent, honest person needs to be explained it. Obviously, a car flooring, you know, being floored right at you, you know, all it takes is a slightly different angle. You go down instead of getting knocked to the side. You go under the tires instead of getting, you know, thrown free. Thrown clear. So it's not like I even have to explain to you, but there are many, many, many examples of officers being killed in a situation exactly like that. Standing in front of a car, when the person floors it, they go under the wheel, and that's lights out for the officer. So to act like this guy's just shooting a woman who was trying to drive away, it's just endlessly dishonest. We don't have to belabor the point, but you should know. You should just know, and it has been confirmed that that officer was, in fact, the one who was pulled 300 feet by the car. Governor Walz, an hour ago, authorized the Minnesota National Guard to assist local law enforcement as tensions rise in Minneapolis following the deadly ICE shooting. Out of an abundance of caution and in coordination with local officials, Governor Walz authorizes Minnesota National Guard to be staged and ready to support local law enforcement if needed. Executive Order 2601 provides the ability for the Minnesota National Guard to protect critical infrastructure and to assist local law enforcement with additional tasks as requested. The state is providing additional law enforcement resources in a coordinated response to aid local law enforcement. The Minnesota State Patrol has mobilized 85 members of its mobile response team to support law enforcement efforts in the Twin Cities. So far, I haven't seen this expanding out to other cities too much, but that will probably come this weekend. We'll go out to your calls here. If we can make the call screen a little bigger, I'm having trouble reading it, but let's just go to line one because they were first in here. Sean, I think it is, on line one. Go ahead.
Dean
on line one. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking back to an interview that Alex did with an old attorney that was a cadet with Trump in military school. And he said that Trump never raised his voice when everyone did, right? He's a commander, and that he never laid a hand on anybody. And I just see that as a sign of weakness. I see that we need to pray that he has the courage to send out the troops, like 120,000 of them, you know, that Truman did, or Eisenhower and Kennedy, right?
Yep.
It's ridiculous. He has to do this.
So that's interesting. So there was a interview with an old classmate of Trump where he said basically Trump was never ruffled, never raised his voice, never laid a hand on anybody, which you would think would be a positive. But then when you're the one who's in charge of enforcing law and order, when you're the executive of a country, not a company, but a country, you need to be hardcore sometimes. You need to know when to take the gloves off and when to raise your voice. And so that's sort of a weakness of Trump that you're saying.
My point is that he never used his authority to his fullest extent.
And
I don't think he will this time either.
Well,
and Pam Bondi, you remember that guy that prophesied about Trump getting his ear hit? Well, he said a woman in white will bring him down. And literally, she wears white everywhere. And she's just a fool.
She is. She is. And it's weird because everybody else seems to know it. I mean, who is in favor of Pam Bondi? Like, nobody likes Pam Bondi. Nobody on the right likes Pam Bondi. None of the Trump voters like Pam Bondi. Trump alone apparently likes Pam Bondi and thinks she's doing a good job. It is inexplicable, my friend. Very interesting call. Thank you for that, Dean. Let's go to Peter in Florida now. Peter, thank you for calling in. You want to talk about impotence? Yeah, impotence is a good word for the condition plaguing the Republicans right now. Go ahead.
Hey, Harrison. Yeah, I mean, the primary problem is that we as a country are in a war, but only one side, the Democrats, are fighting.
Yep.
Mayorkas literally let in 20 million invaders, which is the largest invasion in world history, but he's still walking around freely. No one has been arrested. And Trump, you know, he can be the Abe Lincoln, Caesar, pivotal historical character that he likes to talk to. That, you know, as if he is, especially with all the momentum from, you know, the assassination attempt on him and whatnot, but he's just squandering it. And, you know, the administration looks impotent at best or just complicit with the deep state at worst. And I mean, the government is full of traitors, but instead Trump is inviting them to the White House, you know, playing patty cake with them and Lindsey Graham and awarding Silicon Valley, you know, globalist billion-dollar AI surveillance contracts. It's just, it's insane. And it's almost kind of like it would have been better if they stole the election for Kamala, because then there wouldn't have been this, like, false hope, you know, Trump pressure release valve of, you know, we're back in, and it would have sunken in kind of the state that the country is in, that there is no resolving and reforming the power structure through legal means. But you know, I just, like you said, I don't understand how Trump and every elected conservative isn't at least motivated by self-interest and self-preservation. Like, they are going to arrest you or kill you if you do not stop these people. Like, even, like, if Trump does not arrest the deep state, they will impeach him, arrest him. You know, Mamdani will seize his buildings and ruin his life and steal his children's inheritance. And, you know, I don't know how we can, you know, convey the direness and the urgency of the situation that is self-evident. I just, yep. You know, that's what's so insane.
That is exactly right. And by the way, the image that you're seeing on screen now is a live feed from Washington, D.C., where people are gathering with professionally made signs saying Trump must go now and jail killer ICE agents and all sorts of other leftist talking points. So it looks like The movement is spreading to different cities, and the initial class of goblins is there gathering in a crowd. I completely agree with you, Peter. It's pathetic and sad, and it is. I mean, the man is building a triumphant arch. Okay, construction on the triumphant arch is set to begin any day now, and it's like, dude, you got to win the war first. You're walking around like you're doing a victory lap. The race isn't over. So is it just delusional, man? Peter, is it just he's being lied to. But like, I can't believe that. Like you said, it's self-evident. And he has J.D. Vance. He has his sons. Like, they talk to Trump, right? Nobody's stopping them from getting a word in to the president. So like, where are our voices? Where are the people around Trump that can speak for his supporters? We know that they are online. We know that they see this stuff. So it's just pathetic. What do you think we need to do, Peter? I think maybe we need to go out and hold protests that are just calling for the Insurrection Act now. I think maybe that will get through to Trump, because I think he does have people telling him, oh, you're not going to win the midterms if you invoke the Insurrection Act. I think we need to come together to go, no, Trump, we're telling you, invoke the Insurrection Act. Maybe he needs to hear that from the people in mass, like bullhorning the White House or something. What do you think about that, Peter?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely possible. But, you know, like you kind of said, like, there's no way through social media and Trump Jr. And like, you know, a lot of people notice that J.D. Vance seems to have his finger on the pulse of, you know, the right-wing movement. There's no way that he doesn't know all of this. So then it's like, well, then has he literally just been a con artist for the last 10 years? Or did the bullet grazing his ears, you know, scare him, and the deep state said, you better do what we want or we'll kill you and all your family? Like, I don't know that it's, you know, lack of knowledge. I don't, you know, it's just maybe he thinks that his legacy, you know, will be okay. But as you've pointed out, the left already hates him regardless of what he does. Yeah. But now the right wing will hate him and see him as a con artist, scam artist that could have saved the country and didn't, and will live in a, you know, communist prison planet hellhole. So it's like the it could not be more urgent. And yeah, especially when you see everything happening in Canada and Australia and the UK,
yep,
like, we're not just fighting for America. We're fighting like literally a civilizational clash. And we, like you said, we have controlled the government, but it doesn't feel that way.
Yeah,
because, you know, I want to motivate him, and maybe, you know, people publicly, Republicans publicly demonstrating would help that. But it seems like he's already made his decision, and, you know, it's not good at all.
Brilliant call, Peter. I completely agree with you, and you tied in so many separate strings together there, because you're exactly right. And then you look in context with what's happening in Australia and Canada and the UK, and like you said, we're not just fighting for America, we're fighting to keep the flame of civilization alive. I mean, it is being snuffed out. What's the famous quote? I think it was from Churchill, right? Or another British prime minister, talking about the Nazis and saying the lights are going out all over Europe. You know, we'll be lucky to see them lit again in our lifetime. That's how we are now, only it's not the lights in Europe, it's lights all over the world, and they're being snuffed out deliberately. And we won't see them relit in our lifetime. They might never get relit ever if they get snuffed out once and for all, by which I mean the light of civilization, the enlightenment, free speech, human rights, the things that our forefathers fought and died and built for 1,000 years to bring us, and they're all going away. They're all going away. They're all being snuffed out. They're all being robbed, stolen, destroyed right in front of us. And America is a last bastion, a last hope, which again makes the failure of Trump all the more devastating, and feel all the more like a betrayal rather than a failure. Thanks so much for the call. We'll be back with more calls on the other side, more videos, big riots breaking out in Iran as well, as the outrage seems to be growing against the Ayatollah there, people moving towards the Supreme Leader's residence. As we know, not just America, things are popping off all over the world. We'll be right back.
I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Theme Off was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning.
Hmm.
All that stopped with the Theme Off, because it's a thyroid issue, and the Theme Off has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The Methylene Blue. Yeah, the Methylene Blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taken, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good. I love the greens powder. That I've tried every different type of greens powder out there, and nothing has had as much stuff, amazing stuff packed into it, that has like a decent flavor to it. So the Optimal Human is like a daily staple.
It's good, right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And I'm not saying that because just for you guys, but seriously, I've tried so many greens powders over the years, and it really is the best.
And are we paying you, Katie? Did we pay you to call in?
I would love to work for you. I swear, Alex Jones Fisher is on, like, my mantle with all of my family pictures.
That's
like,
amazing.
We love Alex.
Some people call in, they go, oh, this person, you're paying them. But, like, no, but our products really are good. People really like them. It's true.
Well, I accredited him to, like, the life-changing experience I had when I decided to leave California because I didn't want to bash Trump. And I listened to Jones when I found him. And I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And so I moved back home to Ohio. And 3 months later, I met my husband. I feel like that life-changing event for me was because of listening to all the information that he gives. He's not like predicting the future. He's just giving you the information that's hard to find, where they're telling you what they're going to do.
Yeah, well, now you have a 3-year-old kid, so your life's going great.
Yes.
I've said it before, but with a lot of these products, like, you really don't know what it's going to do for you because you might not know that you're lacking a vitamin or lacking a mineral. And it like happens all the time with iodine. Iodine is one of those things where, like, as soon as you start taking it, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to, and I'm not a doctor, this is not a medical claim, but people experience this. I've heard it from my friends where they're like, I'm not supposed to be tired all the time. I apparently just was lacking iodine. And it's like, you don't know if you're going to feel more energetic, if you're going to sleep better, if you're not going to have chills anymore. It's like people sort of go around thinking that that's the way their body is, but it's like, no, you're missing a key component. You're missing a vitamin, you're missing a mineral, and you don't even realize until you start taking something from the Alex Jones store. So I completely understand that you start taking the Irish sea moss and suddenly something that you thought was just the way your body is. Nope, turns out you can fix it. You can fix these things. Again, I'm not making medical claims, but you can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thanks for the plug, Katie.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Final segment of the War Room for today's broadcast. I do want to encourage you to go to thealexjonesstore.com. It's your last day to get a free bottle of Atomic Defense or the Shilajit gummies with the purchase of any supplement. So buy any supplement, which I believe is already on discount, but no matter what, get any supplement and you get a free bottle of either Atomic Defense or Shilajit gummies to help you fight back against cold and flu season and keep your immunity as high as possible. You know, I didn't have the video in today, but it was going viral yesterday, and I assume it's a new interview with Bill Maher and the creator of Family Guy, and they're talking about COVID, and who's the guy who created Family Guy? Was it Seth MacFarlane? Was like, you know, says something, and Bill Maher says, you know, well, they lied about stuff, and Seth MacFarlane says, well, like what? Bill Maher's like, I don't know, how about natural immunity? And it's like, well, okay, fine. Like, yeah, remember? You guys remember when they told you the immune system didn't exist? That natural immunity wasn't real? That the only way to defend your body from illness was to get a novel version of a vaccine that's not an actual vaccine that reprograms your DNA. Remember when they told you that? Remember when they lied to you about that? Remember when your friends at InfoWars told you that was BS and that your immune system is a shield that has to be maintained and upheld, and that by isolating yourself, especially as a child, from all, you know, potential diseases, you actually weaken your immune system over time? It's not that complicated, folks. They're lying to you about everything. They want you to be completely separate from the natural world in every possible way. That means they don't want you growing your own food. They don't want your immune system working. They want everything controlled by them. Literally everything, from your ability to eat food and have sustenance to maintain your survival to the function of your body's immune system. They want control over all of it. And we aren't going to let them. And one of the ways you don't let these people take control is you don't be dependent on them in the first place. So don't be dependent on vaccines. Boost your immune system naturally. Don't be dependent on their food systems. Grow your own food, have storable food, have friends with cows. That's actually the way that you stay free. And that's the way that we encourage you at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, a lot of stuff breaking right now. We're going to go right back to your phone calls. We're seeing if there's any videos from today. Apparently, the arrest that took place that we just showed you, Commander Bovino being assaulted and somebody being arrested for that, happened right outside the famous Quality Learing Center. And it's become an icon of fraud throughout the world, but, you know, focused on Minnesota. Now, we'll go out to your calls, but there's a lot of other stuff going on right now. There continues to be massive protest in Iran that only seem to be growing. At the same time, we have a note from Died Suddenly. The U.S. Postal Service has quietly issued a troubling letter to employees and contractors. The letter appears to anticipate a major crisis is imminent. The last time the post office sent a letter like this, COVID happened. So you can see it's dated January 5th, 2026. Postal Service employees continue to provide essential services. They say during large-scale emergencies, parentheses, epidemics, hurricanes, civil unrest, etc., close parentheses, states and localities may issue curfew orders or other directives restricting travel and other commercial and personal activities. Many of these orders will explicitly exempt providers of essential services, but some do not. Even if a state or local action does not contain such an exemption, the Postal Service's operations are governed by federal law. So this is interesting. Apparently, a similar letter was issued just ahead of the lockdowns, but one has just been issued 2 days ago to employees at the Postal Service, basically saying, hey, in the event that we're in another lockdown soon, you know, from one of these large-scale emergencies, you know, here's how to act. So might be a signal worth paying attention to amongst all the noise. Let's go out to calls now. Bart in Georgia has called in about the ICE shooting. Bart, on line three, thank you so much for calling in. You are up next, sir. Let's go to line three. Bart, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my calls. I just want to explain something to these retards that are protesting ICE. They have no rights. Illegal aliens have no rights to hearings or anything. There is only arrest, detainment, and deportation. And these officers being attacked again and again and again, their brain is going through pattern recognition. It's only to be expected that they're going to turn around and blow somebody's head off after they try to drive a car into you. This guy is justified, and that woman was at home taking care of her kids like she's supposed to be. She would still be alive. Thank you.
Well, thank you, and it's sad that this has to be explained to people. No, you do not have a right to go interfere in lawful law enforcement activities, you absolute morons. Sad. It's sad, Bart, that we have to explain this to everybody. Let's go to Travis in Utah now. Travis in Utah, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Harrison. You guys and your callers are on point, as always. So I'd like to add a kind of a 1,000-foot bird's-eye view, other perspective overlap here. So along with what's going on now, they're telling all these illegals and everybody to go out and get guns, and they're pro-Second Amendment, blah, blah, blah. But then in the meantime, like the ATF cuts and the CGS appropriation bill votes going on today, so here's a look over here, don't look over here. So at the same time, they're trying to spark off a civil war with each other and pro-gun towards the people that aren't supposed to have guns, our legal gun rights are getting gutted that we fought for the last 2 years. And on top of that, I'd like to add a suggestion for a show tip. I'd absolutely love it if you guys would take a half hour on a segment one day a week and get strictly into the 2A Amendment issues and what's going on and keep all your InfoWars current and up to date. And I'm endorsing the NAGR, National Gun Rights Association. They're doing all the work in the grassroots, boots on the ground. I'm a member, $35 a year. And I appreciate your time. Love you guys. Lifetime listener. Keep doing the good work. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Travis. Well, hold on. Don't go anywhere. Tell us more about this, because you're right. I've been paying attention to a lot of geopolitical stuff. I've been paying attention to what's going on in Minneapolis. I've not been paying attention to attempts to take our gun rights. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, so this has happened twice. So the House CGS Appropriations Bill is taking a vote today. And this is where our representatives, our elected ones, both sides of the fence, they're in there gutting all the stuff that Biden put in that we've been fighting to get out, okay? Mm. So it's not, you know, we're talking a list of things. Defunding ATF's illegal gun registry, defunding pistol brace rule, defunding engaging the business rule stripped out, defunding the frame and receiver rule erased, prohibiting firearm registration wiped out. These are all the things, and then the only thing they're giving us is, oh, we'll let you keep your $200 tax stamp on suppressors, right? Mm. So they're throwing us a bone there, but they're gutting us. So in my opinion, behind the scenes, they're trying to start a civil war with the people, pushing guns on one end, and then in back door, they're trying to make it illegal for us to have the guns, take them away like always. They're still a Podesta plan, long term. This is what they're doing. I can just rattle off a bunch of stuff. I'm a little excited, but that's the gist of why I called and what I would really hope InfoWarriors out there pay attention to. You know, like I say, I'm a member of NAGR, and those guys are fighting, and it's $35 a year, man. And they protected me through the pistol brace rule.
Oh, right? Fantastic. So, and what's their website?
NAGR, National Association for Gun Rights .org, I think. National
people
Gun
can find it, but you like them better than some of the other groups.
You know, everyone out there that's fighting for us, yes. But these are the guys that buckled up with the companies that were on the chopping block in the last couple of years, and they're the only ones that are delivering petitions and emails, and they're showing up. They're showing up to all the Capitol buildings. They're showing up in Washington. They're hand-delivering pallets of petitions, and these guys they're the ones that are doing the real fight. They're the ones that saved our bacon the last 2 years and the ones that are really doing the work.
Well, thank you very much for that call, and you're right. We can at least spend a couple minutes every week to check in on that fight because, I mean, this is the problem. I mean, we're fighting 1,000 different battles right now. I mean, really, they're all one battle, right? It's all about, you know, whether they want to take your freedom of speech or your gun rights. It's all the same motivation. It's to weaken you. It's to make you vulnerable. It's to eventually, slowly but surely, kill you. Right. Kill your bloodline. I mean, it's all the same motivation, but it's happening in 1,000 different ways and 1,000 different attacks. So thank you for that and reminding us to keep our ears to the ground for the attempts to curtail our God-given rights. So the crew is finding all sorts of protests all over the country. The one we were just seeing is here in Austin, apparently, a small gathering of communist agitators outside of Chili's. Fantastic. Waving flags that are half American, half Mexican, which makes you a full-fledged traitor. That's what that is. So, incredible stuff. Again, more Mexican flags than American flags because they're not pretending. Because they're not even pretending anymore. You know, they like to, no kings. America's all about no kings. They don't care. They don't care about America in the slightest. Now, again, I feel I must bring you this news as it arrives. The protests in Iran that have broken out earlier this week in about 85 different places continue to go crazy. This is from Ahmed Hassan. The ongoing military preparations in Iran do not suggest a defensive posture at all. Over the last 24 hours, Iran has taken steps that indicate offensive. Over the past 24 hours, Iran has taken steps that indicate offensive preparations, not defensive. These include clearing flight paths and diverting them away from major cities, moving offensive assets towards the borders instead of cities, and reinforcing military bases with active and passive radar systems. The objective may be to ensure clear air corridors for ballistic missile launches and to prepare for potential Israeli defensive strikes aimed at neutralizing launch sites. Along with the Iranian military and political statements, all indications suggest that they may be preparing for a preemptive move rather than a defensive posture. So that is extremely interesting. So add that to the, again, signals that we've been getting over the last few days. So we have the massive protests in Iran. Trump's come out saying basically if you shoot at them, we're going to you're going to have trouble from us. You have Russia apparently evacuating their staff from the Israeli embassy and telling Russians in Israel to leave ASAP. You have a bunch of staging of American military equipment in European forts throughout the European theater that is very similar to what occurred just before Operation Bomb Fordo earlier in June. So all of these things are happening at once. Could be a false alarm, but seems like something is getting ready to go down in the Middle East. Whether Israel or Iran will be the first to kick it off, I guess we'll wait and see. But I guess, being under the protests that they're under, Iran is pretty well incentivized to kick things off, to maybe settle things down domestically. But we'll see. We shall see. Let's go now to Edward in Minnesota. Go ahead, Edward. You're there. You've actually been seeing the protesters. Here we're seeing another live view of a protest, a parade, a march in D.C. Obviously, Austin, Seattle, people are gathering. Minneapolis, they're already fighting with ICE. Go ahead, Edward. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. How's it going out there?
Good. Thank you.
Good to talk to you, Harrison, of the show. The people down here, I don't really see anything other than there's a lot of people here that seem to be from other places. These people, I think the majority of them are from, they're bused in or something. They're not from they're not the local people. Because I lived in the area, I know this Nicollet Mall and the whole area down here where all this stuff is happening. And we're only eight blocks, I think, or six blocks from where the George Floyd burning down the city happened. So it's not far away from there. Most of these people, they seem to be completely not any bit clueless about what fraud is. And now Tim Walz is probably laughing because him and Ilhan and Ellison, all these people need to be in jail. They have been shifted the whole fraud of this theft, and I believe it's up to $64 billion if you look at the Medicaid and the health care and all the different freebies that they've burned. These Smolians have been coming here. You can thank Al Franken for it. It's been coming here since the 90s. I watched this stuff go on in the 90s, and I actually don't live in this state anymore because I moved out of here simply because when I saw Al Franken, they're putting ads in the paper, bringing these people to the city of Minnesota, to downtown Minneapolis, okay? They're getting rent. They're living $3,000 apartments that we're paying for, that they've emptied these and built even new buildings for these people, these Somalians, to live in.
Right.
Now, what are they doing? I mean, basically, they're trying to shift the attention and the blame off of the people that have been doing this. You can't tell me these Somalians with a 65, 67 IQ did this stuff all on their own. This stuff is orchestrated by people that know what to do, know how to teach them to do it, and look the other way. And it's not only happening here. It's happening in Boston. It's happening in New York. It's happening all over the country.
This is happening in Ohio. It's happening in Texas. You're exactly right. And of course they're in on it. I mean, the Somalis are the tool that they're using. This cannot happen without the participation of the government. And we have Ellison on tape soliciting donations in exchange for covering up the fraud. So you're exactly right, sir.
How did Ilhan Omar go from $60,000 in her bank account within a year or two? She's got $30 million. And her husband, the American people are not paying attention. That this is a robbery. We're being robbed. This is theft. This is not just fraud. This is being done on purpose. I call it theft and terrorism. And they're using the American country, our whole infrastructure. They've embedded themselves so deeply in our country that we can't even find any type of peace with these Soros judges refusing to charge people. I mean, the guy that the main guy that got busted, he's got a child for a judge letting him go.
Yeah, and
letting
of course
him go.
And it's beyond that. That not only do they not charge him, they charge him They have the trial, they convict him, and then the judge throws it out. I mean, it is beyond absurd. Thank you very much for the call, Edward. I completely agree. We're going to go to a few more calls here. We are hearing some breaking news, however. U.S. border agents shoot two people in Portland, city officials say. So this is just breaking. Apparently occurred around 3 p.m., which I assume would be local to Portland, which would be an hour ago, right? The shooting occurred near East Burnside and 141st Avenue. The condition of the two people who were shot was not immediately known, but Portland City Council President Elena something has said, as far as she knows, they're still alive. So very little information about this, but there's a local news report, and if the crew can let me know whenever you get that in, we'll go to that. But apparently there was a shooting by Border Patrol in Oregon, of all places. Oh, it's the press conference. It's live right now. So that's interesting. I mean, okay, I see. All right, so we don't have a video for that. Well, we'll look for any more information that comes out. Must not be. I don't know. Maybe it did have to do with the protest. But if it had to do with the protest, you would think there would be video of that already. So the fact that we don't have video of it, and I'm just hearing about it from the local news, suggests maybe it was a different situation than what you might think when you hear federal agents shoot two people in Portland. Okay. Hey, can we bring this audio in? Can we hear this?
All those two individuals drive up in a car. Now, of course, that is unconfirmed by that press release that Wright just mentioned from Portland Police Bureau. But neighbors here did say they saw those two individuals drive up in a car. Hopefully, they are doing okay at this time. They said, you know, from the looks of it, at least they were able to drive themselves here. And then police met them here in this neighborhood. Allegedly, from what the neighbor said, they may have some family, some connection here, and that is why they came here with their car from where that scene happened, from when the shooting happened. And of course, just very recently getting that information confirmed from the Portland Police Bureau that scene happened in the address Wright provided you a little ways away from here, the shooting from two federal officers. There have been neighbors here just discussing this as we got here, a lot of people quite upset. And of course, Portland Police Bureau urging calm. We'll come back to you guys and we'll be here waiting and getting as much information as we can in the meantime.
Okay, Christina, thank you. The FBI has just released a tweet saying FBI Portland is investigating an agent-involved shooting that happened at approximately 2:15 near the 10,000 block of Main Street in Portland involving Customs and Border Patrol agents in which two individuals were wounded.
All right, this remains very little information so far. Basically just reiterating, two people shot by agents. We'll bring you any more information about this as it arrives. Again, I would think if it was at a protest, there would be videos of that. So interesting. ICE protesters being coached where to stand before press conference. Yeah, it's happening again, folks. I mean, this is just deja vu. It is 2020 all over again. Let's go out to your calls once again. Let's have Flash in South Carolina. I want to talk about Stuart Rhodes. Go ahead, Flash, you're on the air.
Hey, Harrison, how you doing today, sir?
Good, thank you.
Okay, a while back, Stuart was on with Alex Jones, and I know he's probably mentioned this on your show, too, that the time to actually do a peaceful protest in Washington, D.C. and put this in their face is yesterday. Right. And I'm going to make a point here with this. Keep in mind that these people that are doing these protests, as the other gentleman called in and said these people were from outside coming in, they can get in there and they can flash mob in a New York minute. However, if you or I tried this, do you think Facebook or any of these other places are going to let us organize? They'll cut it off at the knees.
Right, right.
And if we lose these midterms, we're going to be in serious trouble. And I would stress to anybody out there hearing my voice, it's time now to organize, not to go start trouble, but just to go down there. And Alex even talked about this. He was going to actually go down to Washington. That time is yesterday. Now, I am active. I try to do stuff to get people involved. I've actually got patriotprobook-fc.com, where in my state here locally, that I try to get people to organize so that you can get together with people of like minds and make something happen. But I hope that Alex hears this, and I hope that maybe you guys actually have a serious conversation about this, about getting out and organizing an organized get-together, if you want to call that, however you want to label it.
Absolutely.
It needs to happen. I thank you for taking my call. And like I said, I do have patriotphonebook-sc.com. And anybody in my area want to reach out to me, please do. You can go there and find out how to get in touch with me. And it's basically a way to contact each other on a local level so that we can barrage phone calls of these people.
That's what we need.
Or whatever we need to do.
That's what we need. We need to be fighting back in both ways, right? We need to be fighting back by going after these big global attacks that are happening all over the world all at once. But one of the most effective ways to do that is to organize locally and, you know, empower your local community by county or town or whatever it is. So thank you very much for the call, and thank you for doing the hard work that so many people talk about but don't actually do. Patriotphonebook-sc.com. That is very useful. We're about to finish the show here. I'm just going to let you know, in the last couple of minutes, things have kind of gone off the rails. I've just been monitoring a bunch of the foreign feeds, and it looks like rumors are that Khomeini is no longer in Iran. We know that there's rumors that he had an evacuation plan. Now the rumors are that plan may have occurred, and they may have whisked him away to Russia. U.S. and Israel likely to strike Iran, according to Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. Massive anti-ICE and anti-Trump protests all over the United States. The U.S. Embassy in Kiev issued a security alert warning of a potentially significant air attack that may occur. The Israeli Navy also opened fire on the Egyptian military vessel that entered Gaza's territorial waters. Heavy clashes in northern Aleppo between al-Julani's forces and the SDF. And in Iran, there's apparently no internet, no phone calls, and no communication with the outside world. And yet the Islamic regime's main state broadcaster is airing and promoting Tucker Carlson. Apparently, according to reports, Russia targeted the city of Lviv with an Oreshnik Russian intermediate-range ballistic missile minutes ago. Moscow has only used this weapon once in the Russian-Ukrainian war, and this was it. But apparently there's rumors now they may have launched another. So apparently, folks, in the last couple of minutes, things are popping off all over the Middle East, all over Ukraine, protests gathering here in America, in various cities across the country. Things are about to get intense, folks. One way or another, you're going to want to be tuned to Infowars.com. You're going to want the up-to-the-minute coverage from a perspective that you know is focused on the well-being of the American people and the prospect of freedom worldwide. Please do support us by going to thealexjonesstore.com. We'll be back tomorrow to cover more. Stay frosty, folks, and get ready. Be clipping out there. Be monitoring the streams and uploading stuff, because we need you now to be our eyes and ears on the ground as things get even crazier in 2026.
People can use this as a teaching moment. That, you know, I see a lot of these people out there who think they can imitate Alex Jones, and they have never understood the amount of work that goes in to the detailed reports that you do. But the second part is, okay, if you're out there and you want to be Alex Jones or replicate Alex Jones, Alex teaches you the way to do it, just pay attention. One is learn history. Understand history. Understand what templates to look for. Once you understand that, you understand what the play is going to look like. And then you're just looking for who to cast in what roles, because you understand the broader course of history, how these things tend to operate, how assassinations tend to occur, how cover-ups tend to happen, how false flags occur, how staged events occur, how also could the various forms of COINTELPRO type psyops to infiltrate dissident movements to distract them from the real conspiracy into fake conspiracy in order to feed a fake conspiracies into people who otherwise would be investigating the real conspiracy. Also to act as a discrediting agent. So learn the methodologies, learn how to look at how to review sources, how to understand the psychology of the participants involved. Once you understand that, you can be much more accurate and predictive at what took place with more explanatory power and more predictive capacity. And that's what Alex does, is massive amounts of work that starts with understanding history.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster.
Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision.
Down with the globalist. Get Ultra Methylene Red at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.